What is God like? That was a question posed by one of the children in Ardley School at the prayer space that they had at the beginning of this this term. What is God like? Well, the psalmist, David, tells us that God is glorious. Glory comes from the Latin word gloria, which means fame or renown. It's one of the most common praise words in the whole of the Bible. The Hebrew words mean importance or weight or deference or heaviness, but simply and most profoundly, they mean respect and honor and majesty. St. Augustine expressed it in this way: brilliant celebrity with praise. Moses had an encounter with God that changed him forever. In Moses, his account of it in Exodus chapter 33. The Lord said to Moses, "The very thing you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I am gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you can stand on a rock, and my glory will pass by. And I will put you into a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I pass by. And then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The prophet Ezekiel had a not dissimilar experience. He writes this: "Upward from what I had seen, the appearance of his waist I saw as if it was like gleaming metal, like the appearance of fire all enclosed around. And downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. And there was brightness all around him, like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face. And I heard the one a voice speaking." And then we have the shepherds in the New Testament. In the countryside, close by, shepherds out in the fields, keeping guard over their sheep during the watches of the night. An angel of the Lord stands over them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they're terrified. And the angel says, "Do not be afraid. Look, I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people." So the voice of nature provides a part answer to that child's question. In our psalm, "The heavens declare the glory of God." But of course, nature is in itself both beautiful and harsh and brutal. But nevertheless, one idea comes over clearly through nature. How wonderful must the maker of all this be? Joseph Addison wrote a poem to the glory of God. "The spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky and spangled heavens a shining frame, their great original proclaim. The unwearied sun from day to day does his creator's power display and publishes to every land the work of an almighty hand." Harvest time is a time to celebrate the creative power of our glorious God. And there is nothing perhaps more glorious, more beautiful than the array of flowers that are woven by God's hand. And this weekend, we have been blessed by flowers picked from the land that have been, in their own way, beautifully arranged. Actually, arranged doesn't really do justice to it. It's more that there is a deep choreography to the flowers in this church. This festival of flowers has taken months of prayerful planning and creativity and thinking. And its choreography is designed to help us to understand God a little better. For me, the most striking part of all are the angels to my right, the flowers that evoke the sky and the heavens. And of course, it was the angels themselves that came to the poor shepherds and pointed them to the glory of God. So what is God like? Well, one answer is to say that he is glorious. He is important. He is worthy of respect. And I think the respectful way, the creative, caring way that we have put this festival together brings honour to this glorious God. In his cantata, Rejoice in the Lamb, Benjamin Britten wrote these words, "For the flowers are great blessings, for the flowers have their angels, even the words of God's creation, for the flower glorifies God." So all the good gifts around us, here in this church, in our fields, in our shops, those gifts that we're going to be bringing up here, point to the glory of God. But let's not forget our part in all this. We also share in the divine image. If we look at ourselves, yes, we do really, in our very selves, point to the glory of God. Another of David's psalms, Psalm 8, says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor." So put on your crown of glory and honor today, and be as God has asked us to be, people who shine our light before others so that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven.